April 15th, 2011, Dam Maintenance Committee.
Because you're right.
I don't think it's on the website.
No matter what it is, you're gonna have people complain, it came up too soon, or it's not up yet.
You know what? I guess what I'm saying is a guideline, both for us and for people doing docks. So the range isn't bad either. So, you know, these people that think they're gonna do stuff in the spring.
They get 6 months to do dock work.
Yeah.
Like, we care less.
But the people that think they're gonna get something done in the spring, they don't have that much time, and now it sets a date, and it's like,
Well, that's why they impose the February 1st date.
Well, that's why I say give them a range.
That's why they impose the February 1st date for spring construction in that year.
If the commission that's in place at whatever time, if we can have it up by April 1st, it's going to be up.
That's what I'm saying. Why not?
If we can have it up in March, we can have it up.
You know, but it might be as late as April
20th. And I guess all I'm saying is, guys, so we could even say on most years, if possible, we would have it up by the 1st, but it may not happen until the 1st of May.
Yeah, and that's why I would work.
Did you ever read this in the time line?
I don't, you know, I glanced at it when I first got it. I didn't print it out.
It's interesting reading. And to take that and then throw in some range, you know, what our goal is, what our target is, however, we don't do the rain dance, so we can't bring the rain when we don't.
But the iceberg dictates when we can capture whatever precipitation.
Exactly.
So it should be put in there due to something about icebergs. But this is our projected.
And the iceberg damage to the docks is not only our concern for the property owner who is licensed to use that dock, it's also for all the damage and debris that could ultimately end up in the lake also. So it's not only the protection of the licensed dock, but for the whole lake in general, based on the iceberg.
Like I said, Bobby, if you were to take the last 10 years, or last 4 years or 5 years, what do you remember what dates? I mean, not approximately when the lake, it's hard, every year is different.
Yeah.
Scott's
different. I mean,
I knew about
4 or 5 years ago, it took us until July. Or 6 years ago.
Well, that was the year we didn't get 13, we didn't get rain for 13 weeks.
Right. We had no rain in April.
Huge amount of ice. Too.
Exactly.
Cold winter, not a lot of snow,
right,
but a really cold winter.
Right, but that's a rare occasion that, you know, hopefully we have it up before the house.
And also that was before the gates were repaired, so the gates weren't really closed. They had to open the gates a little bit to re-close them, I think.
Yeah. So it's hard.
Well,
you can give them dates, but then if you give them a date and it's not full, then people are going to complain, well, I plan on putting my boat in at this time. That's
exactly
my only,
right.
It's my only fear.
That's why I say
I don't fear
your
complaints.
I used to get a lot of calls. I don't get no calls no more, thank God. I mean, I feel bad for Doug because he gets the calls. And all I used to do is report back what Bobby gave, you know, the information that you gave me and what you wanted to do. But other than that, it's hard to promise the residents a certain date and then not come through.
Well, that's why I say a range takes that pressure off.
Right, if you give them a range.
What if we said, depending on weather conditions, debris on lake, icebergs, etc., the board strives to have a full lake as early in April as possible.
Mm-hmm. That would be?
Yeah.
That's all.
Just leave it at that. Then you don't pin yourselves down.
Read it again.
Depending on weather conditions, icebergs, debris on lake, etc., the board strives to have a full lake as early in April as possible.
And I would add to that, however, you're like saying why we're holding it down.
is be due to the icebergs.
Yeah, I know. You're saying why we're holding it down.
I'm saying depending upon the weather.
Right. Well, but I was going to say, however, natural rainfall and snow melt are also determining factors. I'm just saying it's like, well, we're not doing things because we're worried about debris and things like that. But,
yeah, but my opening one is depending on weather conditions, and that is all encompassing as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, if the opening statement was depending on weather conditions, it covers it all.
Yeah.
I agree. Just leave it kind of general. The more.
Less words said, the better.
Yeah. Yeah. The more specific,
the more complaints.
Amen.
That's why I love the guidelines from 1982. They were pretty broad. One page.
Okay. Dick, you were going to draft a motion. I'm just bringing it up to you so I don't have to bring it up tonight. If you don't have it, I won't ask for it. For tonight, for the
I didn't know if we were doing it for this meeting. But I think it should. Here's where I think it should happen.
Let's play it here first.
We should play it here and make, because I took a little bit of freedom. Oops, sorry about that.
What was this motion for?
A little bit of freedom here.
This is the motion for docks extending beyond the 1434 level.
This was for them to be floating if they're beyond the 1434. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with the overall ice damage waiver for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I thought we were going to go with
just
a complete.
Well, I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I added a huge here. I had some real controversy to this. No, because I thought, what better time to do it than right now? I didn't know if this was supposed to be a resolution or a motion. So if we have
it's
to
a
make
motion.
It, if we have to make a resolution, we
have to.
Okay. So basically what I said was, effective April 15th, the dock construction must form, that's the controversy one, there's a maximum of 40 feet. Because I just think all these long docks are bullshit, so let's just say right
now. Well, I'm looking at why 40 feet?
Because I think 40 feet, I think the 50s and 60s are just way the hell out there. 40 feet, there's a lot of 40-foot docks out there, and we can just say, it's policy. We don't have docks more than 40 feet. It's in the policy. That's it.
Where is it in the? It's in the. You're saying it's in the policy now?
Yeah.
40 feet?
40 feet.
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't remember seeing that. No.
Because that's the whole thing with Kay building that dock 50 some feet out there, and I just think it's getting.
I know
nuts.
That there was something about going up, you know, extending out to achieve 4 feet of water.
So anyhow, that was the piece that I put out there just because I thought maybe this was... How did they...
What?
Well, imagine this. I have 4, 5, and 6. If you have 4, 5, and 6, it's 1, 2, 3. It's only because I doubled it.
I had 1, 2, 3.
It did it on the same page. 4, 5, and 6.
So anyhow, it just started numbering?
Yeah, it's automatic number at the bottom of the page. I cut and pasted so I didn't have to waste paper. Anyhow, so lake bed support structure may not be placed below the 1428. And again, this was arbitrary because I didn't know what you guys, what we thought was the right elevation there.
Yes,
but that would be approximately 12 feet below lake level. And if it was at 1425, that would give us, or it was 1425 would be a little bit.
15.
It would be that 3 feet that we couldn't play ice with.
Has already passed one of them? Mm-hmm. Was it at the 1428, do you remember?
I think it was 14. Wasn't it 1430, Bill, or somewhere wrong?
I think it's 1430. We said posts be below 1430.
Right, that you can't guarantee.
We wouldn't guarantee that your dock wasn't going to get taken out.
Right, it was 1430. I'm
it
pretty
was
sure.
1430. We should probably just keep it at that.
Yeah, I don't see why go even further.
Oh, because we talked about the 1425 and we talked about 1430, and I said, well, it's this 1428 we try to seem to get to these days. Maybe that should be where it is.
No, no, because
we're only be at what? I
28
think
was because of the 30.
There was like 7 DACs or something in the 28, but then when you went up to the 30, there was quite a few more. So why would we want to even add more DACs to the 1428?
No.
Maybe Bob would.
But what I would recommend is maybe for any new construction, only you let them go to 1434. You know what I mean? Any new construction, but the old construction.
I would agree, 1434, and then anything after that.
Any new construction, tell it, just put it in your license.
And that's what I wasn't sure. So,
yeah,
and so
new construction.
So you want to change?
But I mean, after 1434, if they go deeper, that's up to them. But we're not going to be telling them that. You know, that's up to them.
But the point of this is that they had to bring things into compliance within like. I've
so many
2 years. I mean, that's why I said it was that effective in 13 that they had to be in compliance.
I understand. I don't know how much.
Although maybe that's wrong. That the new docs, maybe it should be that the new docs have to follow this, and the compliance has to be by 13.
I can't see trying to make people who already got sound structures.
They don't have to. They don't have to. It's not mandatory.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking about must be brought into compliance is a mandatory word. Yeah. Must is mandatory.
Yeah. Should would work.
May. Could be required. Might be required. Must is just.
Yeah, you're saying they got to have it done.
But I think once you start to get up to 1430, 1432, there's a lot of docks that, especially if the wind shifts.
Yeah.
There's quite a few.
At that point, everybody in the lake is.
No.
No.
Not me.
You don't have a dock.
But I mean,
not me.
At that point, it's blowing in the other direction.
It's going down the lake.
It's blowing the other way.
1432, how many docks would you say? Just.
Well, 32 ain't too bad. 34, 35, then it gets.
I suppose I wasn't thinking when I did this. So this should be.
You're within 5-6 feet of being
pulled. And then down here.
Right. Yeah. And then if you had a gusher, like a big rainstorm, then it would do a lot.
Right. We couldn't hold it. The icebergs are up there knocking on 36, 37, hitting docks high.
Yeah.
Yep. That wouldn't be good.
You don't like should.
Hmm?
You don't like should instead of must?
Must is not.
I agree with that. But don't you like should as a possibility, maybe not?
Furthermore, existing deck structure
should be brought into compliance or risk the change. Yeah, it could be should.
And what I did is I changed it so this is effective today.
Construction
must be.
Link fed support structure may not be placed. What did we change?
I thought you were saying 1434.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I'm making this effective.
Only 6 feet.
But this is effective today, 2011.
Right.
Dock must conform to the following: a maximum length of 40. Lake bed structures not be placed between the 1434. And that's going to change this 12 feet, so.
But if they do it, some people may do it.
And a floating structure must be used when needed when a given dock extends further.
Yeah, but there's some of them.
I don't care.
In the coves and that are
right
of ways, they're 40 feet.
In a community dock, but I just, for like a lakefronter to have a 40 foot dock, that's. Out there.
Oh, I guess you kind of got to bend that rule to the circumstances.
Which goes back to topography.
Yeah.
But I was only trying to set a maximum because of what. Doesn't mean that they're going to be, and it doesn't mean that everybody's going to build a 40 foot.
It doesn't mean we're going to approve it.
It just means if somebody comes in here, like James K. get in here wanting a 55 foot dock, I just think is absolutely nuttiness that we go, I can't have a lake. We have a 40-foot maximum. Because my fear is everybody along there is going to want to start doing the same thing. It's going to be a game to get longer and longer and longer and longer.
That's why I don't even like putting any modified. I don't like holding us to that. I don't.
It's a maximum though. It's not that it's gonna.
So I think if it becomes a navigation hazard, if it becomes a navigation hazard, if it's out too far, you
can. Well, that's always by the.
That's right. That's one of the original 20-some factors: navigation, environment, safety, swimming.
But I have a problem modifying that and say that dock structures. That navigation must be a consideration for dock construction.
Then again,
it can't be more than 40 feet. You could.
But then why are you're naming that as the only one factor? There's 20 some factors that the board has traditionally for 30 years used in determining whether they approved a dock structure or not.
See, and quite a few of them, Dick. What we did, like in the past, since I've been here. Is we'll look down the line to see where some of the docks are.
I understand
and
that.
Some of those docks are, I mean, they are long. There's quite a few community docks that do stick out. But we don't want to go further than those docks.
That's why I was trying to get that 40 in there, because I just.
Well, then maybe if you do get the 40 in the future, that'll be it. We won't allow any longer than 40.
That's why I put it in there, because I think we're doing it.
Shrink when they
if
change
we're
it.
Doing it, then we set a limit and say, we ain't putting docks in here over 40 feet. And I know that seems to be a fairly, a decent size because...
it is quite long.
That's fairly long because it was that one down that one right away that got really long. And I think it sticks out now.
How do you want it?
Which one?
That one on... Where James K. built on that right away using his lakefront.
Oh, Timberland Trail?
Timberland Trail, right. Okay. Timberland Trail was the really long one. And remember we went over.
It's a folder that's on the end of it.
It was supposed to be.
It is folder. Right now it's off on Timberland. The extension is off.
Because it was supposed to be folder.
It is a folder. Right now, I know like last year, the two people that had slip center, they didn't even use that extension due to the fact that it wasn't secure, it wasn't real strong, so they didn't even use it. Matter of fact, Chuck Stewart, I believe he rented the dock from some policy.
Well, I just threw that out there, I guess we can.
It didn't have any way of securing the boat is what it was. I know.
So what's the sense? Leave that number one off?
I'm just offering I just hate for us to be held.
Well, okay, you say you can go up to 40 feet. No.
And then what? Say, no, we should, because somebody wants to build 145?
Well, maybe in some areas you only can give them 20 foot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a maximum. It's a maximum.
Well, and they're going to stand there and say, well, you said right here that we can build up to a maximum of 40 feet.
It's just setting a maximum. Like, why would I ever put a 4 foot in front of my place?
Well, this is what Maggie's trying to say, I think.
How many more right-of-way community docks do we need to look at? I mean, since 1960, this lake has not gotten any bigger. They complained about the traffic on the lake in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, and here we are still worrying about adding 8 and 10 slip community docks that might be out there 40 feet. I don't understand. Lake's not getting any bigger.
I don't even know if there's any room anywhere. Actually,
that's what I'm saying.
There's no more right-of-ways that would take a dock like that. There's nothing that I think all the areas have been taken.
I guess
that's what I'm trying to do, is because I saw this, we don't have a maximum out there, and that's why when Timberland went in, he could do whatever he wanted. We kept going, it's like really out there.
No, there was 20-some different factors that could have been used for that dock to not be approved. That dock should have never been approved.
But the length is one of them, and I just...
That's right. The length is absolutely one of them. To put it out that far...
And that's why I'm saying I would like to have a policy that says we don't go further than 40 feet. It just doesn't happen. It's common sense that everyone's not going to build 40 feet. It's like, We have a maximum. That's it. You're coming to me and wanting to put 50 in. It's not going to happen because there's a policy of not more than 40 feet. And if it turns out to be a problem, we can get rid of it.
See, Arrowhead, just take for instance, Arrowhead is different now. It's in a different situation. The land comes way in, you know how that, where that is, Bill? It comes way in, and there's really no place for boating except for people that park their boats in there. And I'll bet you that dock's almost 100 foot long.
But that's along the one shoreline.
It's in the center of the cove.
It's in the center of a cove.
They've got other
way in,
parking on the side.
And now there's 100 foot, there's no navigation.
But it doesn't go out into the lake.
It doesn't go out into the lake. There's no navigation hazard with that particular.
It doesn't go past the 2 points of the bay.
Right. But that's an exception.
Okay, I got to call a halt to this.
Yeah.
So we can finish the rest of this. We're just trying to flush this out for the meeting at 7 anyway. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, we talked about that. An electrical equipment.
Okay, I got the list from Tom. Did you see this? Look that over. I gotta go down and measure some of that up though for what they're asking to do. And I didn't make copies.
I'll run out some copies.
And then I was just gonna package that all and put it out for a bid. There's quite a bit on there though, that's the whole thing, so. I mean, I can leave that while you make copies for everybody.
I'll do that as soon as he's done perusing it. Or Bob, I'll make copies and pass you.
Is this the one he put out on email?
Yeah. Well, that's what he emailed me. I don't know if he copied everybody though. He had that on, some of that he had on another email.
His old wish list?
Yeah, but I don't think he had everything that's on this one that was on.
This looks longer than the one I got.
Yeah.
But what I tried telling him is until we figure out what we're doing for a jib crane winch, we don't know what the plug-in's going to be. So some of this stuff we're not ready to proceed on, but...
But nonetheless, it's stuff that's going to be needed at some point in time.
Yes.
Well, I'll just make the copies of it.
Well, we can delete. We're just trying to get a number of what it's going to cost. I mean, so I'll just package that all together. We'll get a number, and then if we don't want them to do that part of it right now, we'll just tell them, no, we're going to take that out. You know, we're just trying to get a firm in here, first of all, because, you know, nobody seems to want to come down and do one little job, so if we package them, I'm sure you're going to get some interest. Mm-hmm.
So, is that tied in with the electrical contractor?
Yeah.
So that's a combo.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and the other thing we could do on that electrical contractor is I have this kind of where I work. We put out a bid every year for an on-call contractor.
Hourly rate type thing?
And they give you a rate. Yeah. And I mean, I could write that up where, you know, they got to be available in an emergency. You know, what I have for ours is they got to have a manned phone where you can get a hold of them, and then they got to respond within 24 hours.
Right.
So we could put that in the paper too if you want.
Yeah.
Well, if Bobby needs somebody, you know, call and.
Yeah, well, we're having trouble finding electrical contractors.
Right. So I'll put that together too. I'll have it for the next meeting. Or I can get it to Donna. She can get it in the paper right away.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of municipalities will do that for other equipment.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
That have.
Right.
Contractors on hand for emergency policies.
Now we talked about clearing that road behind the dam, and I was asked to contact their attorney, Joe Miller, about the appropriateness and vehicle process of getting an easement from the Hillmans on their property. I sent him an email, but then he said other more pressing things came up, so he hasn't gotten back to me on it. He thinks he'll be back in the office. He's hoping to be back later next week. You're going to try to get a hold of this.
And I did. I that completely slipped my mind. I'm sorry. I'll call him next week.
One thing at a time. There's stuff going on, but
yeah,
get
some of this other stuff cleared up. Oh, just fast. I got the. It's not on here, but. I got, you guys aren't going to like the cost of this. I talked to Bidco about replacing that.
The limit switch?
Yeah, the limit switch. And he looked it over, and we were trying, when he got into it, he doesn't feel he can do it without a decompression chamber and everything.
Is it because of the depth of the water?
Yeah. And so he
can it wait till it falls?
Well, the only problem is what the hell did I do with that? I know I had it. He's you know, I said, well, we got the little work boat, man. He said, it's just not big enough for the, he feels he needs to bring down a work barge with their equipment on it and everything. And so, I can't find it.
Please say anything else around, so I'm lost in here.
Oh, I had it. Maybe I left it on my desk at work because I had it out.
You remember the number?
No, I can get another one.
I said, do you remember the number?
Oh, it's like 30 grand. Because he's got to bring a barge down. With a, it's kind of similar what he showed me, because he found the old records and everything from when they did it the last time. And, he just said.
Were they the ones that sunk the barge?
No, they were the ones that did all the
retrieving the barge.
The deep dives, though. And I don't have it. I must have left it on my desk at work. I apologize. But he feels he's going to have to bring in a kind of a small barge with the decompression chamber on it and everything else. So the number was way more than I thought it was. Now, I didn't talk about waiting until we let the water out.
I thought that was brought up, that if they dive over 100 feet or something.
It's all based on how long they got to be down there is what it's based on.
Yeah, I thought someplace it was brought up that if they went down there when we first dumped the lake, 50 feet less of a dive.
I can find that out. Contact.
What are the risks if we wait?
There is no risk. Bobby knows because he can tell because the pressure start building. That's how he knows now. The pressure gauge, as soon as that gate's all the way down, the hydraulic pressure starts going up on the gate. So he knows right away it's all the way down. It's just something, you know, it's nice to have the light because the light kicks on as soon as you hit that limit switch, you know, and you know it's down.
Yeah.
Just a kind of more of a fail-safe.
And if we wait till fall, the cost would be substantially less.
I don't know that. I don't know if he would still need a decompression chamber at, if we're down 30 feet or not. I'm not an expert on dives, so yeah. I'd have to talk to them guys.
Yeah, well, I would like to
know. Okay.
I thought I remember someplace hearing that if we dropped it off, it went down 50 feet.
Makes sense.
I will contact. I mean, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Bill, where's the top of the trash rack? Is it 1360, 1380?
The trash rack goes down pretty much, goes all the way to the bottom. I think it starts above that even.
Somewhere there's a door they open up and go down in behind the trash rack. But
okay.
I thought it was down around 13.
I don't have that drawing. I just have the front view of the metalwork. You know, it's the original drawing. So you know better than me then. I just got the drawing, you know, the original blueprint drawing. It shows, you know, just the trash rack going down in the front, kind of. Shows a grid of that. It doesn't really.
They repaired that once, didn't they?
It was replaced along with the gauge.
Yeah. The slide gates and that.
Well, if they put it back to what it was, it's 1360 or so, I think.
Okay. Well, I'll get another. You know, I'll see if he can give me another number if we got the water down.
Yeah.
The only thing, I
of course,
mean,
you might do a cold weather, you know, charge a cold weather.
No, because and the water's still going to be warm in October.
I don't think so.
You know, and they could work off our boat. I just don't know. I mean, that decompression chamber is a big chamber.
Well, yeah, that's why I thought someplace it came up. I don't remember where, but that if they did it in the fall.
Yeah.
Can't do it in the spring because we don't know when it's going to come up. But
right.
If they did it in the fall, they could plan on it, dropping it, and doing it then.
Right.
So if you check on that, that would be.
Okay. That's not a problem.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Motion to adjourn. Second. All favor?
Aye.
Charger,
use wall, and 6 years.